everybody have the approval of the, or the agenda and the minutes from the last meeting?
Yep.
Could I get a motion to approve the consent agenda?
I would so move.
I second it.
Read section four, committee duties of resolution number 0125.
All right, committee duties. The committee's function will be to act as an advisory body to the city council. To this end, and except as otherwise provided or directed by the city council from time to time, the committee will have the following advisory duties and responsibilities: serve as an advisory body to the city council, B, assist in updating the airport layout master plan from time to time when determined to be necessary, C, look for and recommend to city council ways to improve the airport and industrial site, D, review any airport or industrial site related matters concerning or affecting the Madras Municipal Airport or Madras Industrial Site areas, E, other duties as requested by the committee and or city council.
Great. Thanks, Brian. Does everybody understand why we're here today? Understand the duties?
Yep.
Cool. Visitor comments, don't see any visitors. We can move past that. New business. So runway 1634 extension.
That means.
If you'd like.
Or I can. Sure.
Or I can.
I can do it. Yeah. So we know there's a need to extend the runway from 5,000 to 6,000 feet, and in our master plan we show that, and we've been trying to figure out ways to fund it. We potentially had an opportunity to do it with Connect Oregon, which had a grant that has a grant due at the end of this month. However, our match that we would need would be to raise like $1.5 million, because total project cost extended the whole 1,000 feet, roughly $5 million. And so when you do the math, you'd have to, because it's an 80-20 split, really you need to be more like 35% match to be competitive. We were trying to raise that between talking with existing tenants, you know, such as like, hey, Erickson, you have a need, can you help? Daimler, do you have a need, can you help? They, to their point, they're like, yeah, we have a need, but it's, we're doing okay, so why would we do that? So fair enough. So it's still out there. Lorraine and I are looking for other ways to see if we can come up with funding sources, because right now we're not eligible under the AIP program because we don't have enough airport ops. So in order to fund that extension, we have to find other ways to do it. But it's still out there, it's still a need, and we know it, and we're always looking. But yeah, we won't be able to go this go around.
Which runway?
1634.
One
second. And you even ask the FAA if it's something they'd approve, even if you do find funding, or we just, or are you just wasting your time looking for money for?
No, I bet things. So yes, no, that's.
They said they're all for it, huh? Put 500 feet on both ends of that runway.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. They said they won't pay for it, but you can do it. Wow. They said they won't cover it under the AIP program until you get the ops.
With takeoffs on 1-6.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it has to be large aircraft, like the MD-87s, and we don't.
It would have to be
larger in order to get to be funded.
We have to hit 500 ops in order for it to fall into the AIP program, right? But we can add whatever we want. We just have to pay for it. FAA's fine.
Wow, interesting. No safety measures or anything for the homes for a heavy jet taking off with only 700 feet between houses and the end of the runway. Usable? Or is
actually,
it not a usable runway? It's just for approaches? And
it's longer than that. So all of the, and I can show, I don't have it here, but no, there's plenty of the safety.
I don't live there.
The safety corridor. No, the safety corridor is fine.
Great.
And that's all in the master plan.
Okay. Good. Get it.
Okay. Any other discussion on the runway? No? apron project.
So we have a pre-con coming up on that.
Next Friday.
Yes, thank you. Next Friday. And the plan for them is to get started right after March, right at the end of March. Then hopefully be done
before
June.
No.
Before
June. I told them before June 1st.
Before June 1st. So.
And I understand, and we did talk about weather and such, and if it has to go longer, we're just going to be in close communication.
Right.
To try to get it done before June 1st.
So, do we have a map?
Yes.
Could you possibly send that to me?
I can.
You want the plans that you're looking for of the project?
Most of the map would help, just air show layout planning.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They'll all be done before air show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're just kind of looking at, with the new paving, where to put people.
Oh, gotcha.
Because everybody wants to be in their special place.
Yeah. And you're thinking you don't want to put certain things on the new pavement or something? Or?
Well, no, it just laying out different vendors, like some would be okay where it wasn't paved.
Yeah.
And then some, it'd be better if it was where it was paved.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know if this is adding any pavement.
It's not.
It's just replacing the piece right out here.
Okay.
That's all this is.
Okay, so there's no added
correct
pavement.
We are working on asphalting south of the BC Air Hangar and near the hard points north of Alpha 2, but this isn't that.
Okay. Yeah, it would help me to have it, and that way I can say, okay, here's where it is.
Sure.
Yep, we can just find it. That's easy.
Great, thank you.
Cool. Madras Airport Day.
Yay. Okay, so included on all those papers, there's a memo that's being sent out to different aeronautical companies. And what we're trying to do is, like I mentioned at the last meeting, draw together the aviation community to show the community what's available with education and with occupations. So for instance, when I mentioned it to Tankers, they were really excited. They're like, oh, well, maybe we can have a booth and just talk about the kind of mechanics we need or the employees we need. So it could be a great employment opportunity for some of the companies. And then also like different flight schools. So again, the hope is that we just share about aviation. It's a free event, and you can see in the memo more of the details there, what we're asking of people. We will be looking for volunteers to help since it is totally free. We'll make sure that everything is marked off well for safety. We've already taken care of insurance. So we've done all the footwork for that. But yeah, it's not an air show. It's not a festival. What it is sharing about aviation, letting people know that it's more than what they might just see, so we can share. Hopefully Ericsson Aircraft can bring their STEM program. So a lot of like occupation, getting kids and adults, like there are occupations available and education available for everyone. So that's Madras Airport Day.
And this June 1st is your motivation for the
yeah, it is. We're also going to have Young Eagles flights, so that's where EAA pilots give flights to children. And we're going to be keeping that separate. It'll happen at the same time, but separate for safety reasons. So I told the contractor it'd be really nice if we can have this whole area that we can use in order to have that easier separation. If not, we'll still work around it, but that's my push to make it happen so it's easier to have people, the public, come in. And it will look nice and all the way around be better. Yeah.
Julian, are you saying something?
Nope.
Cool. Anything else on Airport Day? Nothing. Nominate chair and vice chair. I don't want to run that.
You look good to me. I mean,
don't everybody jump up at once. Leave it like it is?
Yeah.
Do we need to make a motion for it and vote on it? I'm assuming vote on it.
I would so move.
Second. So who is our, you're our chair. Who is our vice chair? You're our vice chair?
Do you want to be vice chair still?
I don't need to be. If somebody else would like to do it, I think Daryl's probably chomping it a bit for some involvement.
Don't ask.
Why do you think I opened up the conversation?
You don't ask them. You just railroad. Just kidding.
I don't care. If nobody else is going to do it, I'm here.
Okay.
For now.
We like you as a vice chair.
So, Julian, you can raise your hand.
No, we like Chris as a
vice chair. You do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We do. I think it's a good fit.
Mm-hmm. Great.
So will somebody get left
anyway? We stand behind you, Chris.
Yeah, probably not. I think it's more along his lines of just being railroaded. But
so is somebody going to nominate
there? I think you have to.
No.
We got to have a vice chair.
Can I nominate?
Yeah.
Yeah, anybody can.
You can. Keep the way it is. You can. I nominate
Chris for vice chair.
Great.
If I'm here, you're here.
Yeah, that's what we said in the beginning, yeah.
Stick it to it.
You guys want to switch it up? Negative.
No.
We tried that once.
Okay, so moved and second.
We try it when second. We leave. Okay. That's enough.
Mark seconded.
Congratulations.
Everybody's in favor. Thanks.
Yeah.
Except for Chris.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah. Say, speaking for his. No. Yes.
There'll be cake and punch after.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bet there will be.
So it was moved, seconded, and I didn't hear any names. So.
Just Chris.
I resist everything, Jeff. You know that.
You keep it lively. It's
that's
okay.
My lot.
Right.
See, that's why it's a good fit.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be boring if you didn't.
About that.
All right. We're good on that, right? Good to move on. Bill Randolph's resignation.
Yeah. So here is a letter from Bill, dated 11/12/2023. To whom it may concern, I, Bill Randolph, am resigning from the Madras Airport Commission. Unfortunately, I am having health issues that have resulted in this decision. Thank you for understanding, Bill Randolph.
Alright. So do we need to vote on anything, or do you just...
I think he just resigns. I think what you might need to decide is if you're going to replace it or just leave it where you're at with your...
It's for information.
Yeah.
Okay.
So how many members are on the commission now after you resign?
So that will be 7, which would be fine because you need 7 to 11 members according to your...
And the problem with 8 was that it required 5 to be here for a quorum to vote. 7, we're still at the same number. Whether we had 8 or 7, or 7 or 6, rather. So we didn't.
Thank you.
Because we had to have 5. 5 at 8.
You had to have 5 at 8.
4 at 7. Mm-hmm. Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's why the next jump was like 10 or 9 or something.
Yeah.
8 and 9 were the same, and 7, it didn't matter, whatever it was that Michelle said last time.
So we're 7 now, so it only takes 4 to make a quorum.
Mm-hmm. Right. Which was, yeah.
Sounds ideal.
To vote.
Is that good there?
Okay. Lease policy?
Okay, I think. So, in a lot of the things that we're doing with all the changes and everything, we're going to be preparing like a lease policy. And what I brought up here today is basically samples of 2 of the standardized leases that we're going to have. Like, here's a T-hanger lease, right? There's a ground lease for just general aeronautical ground lease. This doesn't talk about like the big commercial, non-aeronautical things, but this is just so anybody and everybody who wants to come in and say build a hangar, rent a T-hangar, whatever, this is the lease, here's the rates, it's done. Anybody, there is no having to go develop it. So we've been working pretty hard to make these standard, and then the leasing policy will basically refer to all these of what our general terms are, so then you can see, hey, that the, like for a ground lease will be standard, will be 20 years with two 10-year options, right, for standard ground lease for a hangar. Rentals for T-hangers will be anywhere from up to 5 years max for just a rental, but you know, it's up to you guys, you know, if you want one, two, three, or five, it doesn't matter, but we'll go up to 5 years at a time, sort of thing. And so that's in an effort to try to be standard across the board for everybody, and then we have some more to work on for the non-aeronautical, and then all this will be put into a leasing policy that we'll have up here at the airport, so if anybody comes up and says, hey, what are the terms and conditions if we're going to do a ground lease? How are we treated? What is it? You can pull out the book and say, here's the lease policy and here's some sample leases. So that's what it is. Try to make better.
When are you guys considering it standard?
Hmm?
When are you guys considering it standard? Like, when are you like implementing it? Like, okay, this is standard.
The leasing policy?
Yeah.
As soon as I can get it done and then start running it through the process, you know, to get it updated. So. But that's, I wanted to have something done, but I just didn't get there already. I'll show you guys, but I don't have it yet. So I'm hoping by next meeting I'll have something to show you guys.
Okay.
We had Pat Cruz, but I had her on the wrong speaker, so we lost her.
So you'll send us out a copy of that
policy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you're working on.
Well, yeah, here. So I don't have the what I'm working on.
Right, yeah.
No. But I brought these up. These are what we have for standard T-hangers and ground leases. And what's neat about the way we did this is everybody says, well, what are the rates? Well, the way we're set up, I can project the rates out 4 years so anybody can see. And all you have to do is plug in your square footage and it tells you what it's going to be. And then on the rate side of things, we have, because we have to reappraise our property every 5 years. So we have in here an appraisal year where things can reset, sort of thing. So, and then on the back, this one doesn't have it, but on the T-hanger one, we've updated all the exhibits. So when you look at it, we have addresses of all the buildings, unit numbers on all the buildings. So then, depending on which one you want, it's real clear. This, like for city stuff, right? Like Daryl here, he just rented unit number one. So it's address, unit one, and as things change and people come and go, they'll slowly move in and they'll have their unit number and everything and an address. So, and it just makes it so we're not going, oh, it's T-hanger two, that's right over here somewhere, that sort of thing, trying to make things better.
That will work with the fire department?
Yeah.
Yes.
Actually, these are their addresses.
It is.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah, how it worked out is, we were going to number. I think we talked about that at the last meeting. I was like envisioning like big, like, I don't know, building 1, 2, 3, 4 or something. And if you go on Google Maps and look at everything, there's actually addresses and they're legit. So I was working with, I can't remember, Mark, someone who, or no, someone else that does all the county and he does all the addresses. And he was so excited that I reached out to him because that's his thing. He's like, yes, those are legitimate numbers. So now we're working on getting the numbers for each building that will be put on each building facing the street. So if there's ever an emergency, they can follow their GPS, which will take them straight to the address, which will have the actual number on the building. Julian's going to be able to get his deliveries to his own building. Instead of everything's been known as 2028, but every building actually has its own address. Mm-hmm.
Who's retiring in 2046?
Hopefully me. That's what I put at the bottom. Hopefully I'm retired. So I don't have to continue.
You don't care.
Changing rates. You gotta bring some.
Pretty freaking optimistic, Jeff.
That's 20 years. I think I've already put in like 10.
And so what happens with the two half spaces in the end of the city tea hangers that don't have numbers?
Yeah, I need to put those on. Mm-hmm. So I'll put like storage space. I'll figure out what number I'm putting on. So that's a work in progress because I'm also going to add all the other tenants. You'll be on there too, Chris. We'll have just like a big, it'll be probably just like in a binder where someone can actually come and look and see.
And are these the addresses that PGE also has for meters?
I don't know for meters. They're the county addresses. So like what that's assigned by Jefferson County, those mm-hmm. are those addresses.
Which is normally a power meter.
Yeah. I mean, but they weren't used by anyone here before. So maybe PGE knew, but no one else knew.
Yeah. Well, ours has been because our meter has been, and mm-hmm. mine down the street has always been mm-hmm. for water and power.
Yeah, what we did was because first the post, somebody told us, hey, there's addresses. So then we called the post office, and then we checked with the county. And mm-hmm. this county's the one that's responsible for all the addresses. Mm-hmm. And they verified that, yep, those are the true addresses.
Yeah.
So basically, I can move into my tea hanger and get my mail delivered.
I think you have to put your mailbox out.
You can get the guy to drive up here.
Yeah.
But he won't put it inside.
No.
Yeah. Then he can get squatter's rights.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Hey, what an idea.
I know.
All right, cool. Thanks, Jeff.
Yep.
Newsletter.
All right, so my goal is to send out a monthly newsletter. So I sent out one for January and one for February. And getting the word out. It's intended mostly for pilots and tenants, so they have information and kind of can share what's going on. But I found that other people have found it interesting, so it's been a good conversation piece for people to ask about the airport, which has been nice. So just showing you what happens up here. So if you guys have anything you'd like to add, I'm looking for contributors. I'll be putting different parts of the, in the February, I put part of an article from the Agate from, I can't remember when, 1996 or something. And I'm going to continue with that. So thank you, Tom, for finding that and just putting different photos. So it's been neat for me just to connect with some old timers here. They've been coming in and talking to me about the history, and they get really excited because I want to know all about everything, and that's been a good relationship building with our community. So, yeah.
Is your microphone muted or no?
I changed it. Was that Pat? Or
okay.
She got off. I didn't see her chat, and then I saw it, and she had already left. And I changed it to the speakerphone.
But we got the recording.
Yeah, no, somebody was asking me because they were trying to listen. Like it's, they're missing something, they're not.
Oh, well, it should be on. It's fine now.
Okay.
But I didn't see anyone else come on.
All right, project updates. So the first one, FBO RFP update.
Yes, so we received two proposals, one from Hood Aero New Moon, and we received another one from BC Air. They are sitting at City Hall. We have briefly looked at them, but we have not spent very much time going over them yet, just because we've had a lot of fires going on that we're trying to get taken care of. So we're in our plate down there to look at, start going through and checking to make sure everything's good to go, and then start talking to people about it. So that's where we're at.
Airport manager update.
Our new airport manager.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm really busy. I don't have time for meetings, you guys.
Congrats. Our last few kind of set the bar pretty low, so good job.
everything done on that, but you guys know something that I'm missing, let me know.
So the last, on the last minutes, I'm not sure, because we talked about the fixing the siding on North Hangar.
Yeah.
Julian offered to fix. Is that what you
were? Yeah, there was something with your roof.
Somebody came out, and I think this was probably under Derek's watch or somewhere in there. Somebody came out and fixed the roof.
Okay.
So we don't have any leaks. In between that time and now, there's a piece of the fascia blew off of the west side of the building. It's not really affecting anything when weather clears up. Some contractor came out and was like, hey, and next time weather's nice, I'm going to bring a lift out here. Somebody told me to talk to you. I didn't catch a guy's name. I'm like, okay. Well, we'll send a guy up to help screw the fascia on.
I wonder if that was the electrician that was going to go up on to fix the beacon.
Kevin and Chad. Well, you talked with them.
It wasn't him.
Was it?
It might have been.
Yeah, we were trying to get Dustin out here.
Yeah, I think it was a Dustin.
Was it Dustin?
Yeah, okay. Had some kind of airplane ties.
Yeah, so I talked to him too about the North Hangar. So thank you, Pedro. He did a temporary fix to keep it from being weathered on that North Hangar. And Dustin is supposed to complete that, depending on weather, by the end of this month. So there's two different issues. There's the South Hangar siding, but not roof.
Fascia. Yeah, or maybe it's flashing, but whatever.
Okay, right. But your roof's good.
Yeah, the roof's good, not leaking, so we're good there.
I think we fixed the other one, too, up at the north end as well, unless anybody knows of anything. So far, I think. I haven't heard anything.
I haven't been in there.
I think we got everybody taken care of.
There's some stuff. Was there some stuff loose on the south side of this one?
Yeah.
Is that still?
That's what I think he's talking about.
Okay.
That's the stuff we got to get.
It's on the west side of the building.
It's on the west side, so there's stuff on the south side.
No, there's some stuff on the south side that's hanging out.
Okay.
Interesting.
So should I just touch base with Dustin because I'm bugging him anyway?
Yeah, and if Dustin is too busy, we're going to have to find somebody else.
Okay. Okay. So there's no hangar roof, it's just siding and flashing.
I think we got all the hangar roofs fixed. Unless some pops up, let us know.
Yeah.
All right. Hangar operations.
You guys ready?
No.
Okay, so FEMA is coming next Friday, from what I saw from one email. Tenants that were interested, I don't know if you did you get an email?
Yep.
They're going to be doing virtual interviews, it looks like, this upcoming week. And then we're meeting next Friday at 8 o'clock here for anyone that's interested to see what's going on. They're handling all of it, but what they're trying to do is just find what room we have, what assets we have, the people that we have that could help in an emergency situation. So I did print out, and you should have the email that was sent out, the invitation. So if you didn't get that, I think all of you should have been on that list for them to contact you. But if you didn't, you now have it and you're invited to come and listen to them. So that will be good just to make a plan with them and just show that our community is interested in helping however we can. Okay, newsletters already did, apron project we already did. Taxiway lights. Okay, so I am removing the inner taxiway lights of the McDonald's drive through on both north and south ends. So those will just be covered, the centers will be covered. And that's for, I've been asked by multiple people if those could be removed because they're just in the way. So that will be happening as soon as the weather clears again.
Cool.
Okay. The town hall was postponed because it was icy and not fun that week. And I will reschedule. but I'm kind of busy. Next week I'm going to Legislative Day with OAMA to represent our airport and find out about more just funding options or anything legislative that they can help with. So I'm excited for that. I presented a basic airport safety class to Public Works employees last month, and that was extremely successful because we had been sending out people to work on the airport, and they didn't really know about the airport. So it was really good for them to get to know. And I'm working on a driver safety course for Public Works, and we'll also offer it to tenants, so that way everyone's on the same page, especially because we're going to start fencing in the airport, and at some point people will have to be badged to come in. Right now we can't regulate that because we don't have a perimeter fence. But many airports you have to actually take like a little 30-question test to go on to show that you understand how important safety is on the airport. So it includes, yeah, just a lot of different things. You watch out for those spinny things so they don't hit you and you don't hurt the planes, and understanding like the patterns and taxiways, active areas. Okay, the pilot charging station is almost complete. Hopefully next week it'll be in here, and we're excited for that. I started to work on the pilot lounge in the back. Right now it's a little corner, but I come to work at 6:30, and there was a Life Flight pilot sitting there eating his cold food. And I asked him, what can we do to make this place more comfortable for you? We want it to be welcoming. And he asked if we could get a microwave. Sure, yes, we can get a microwave. So I placed a microwave and a little Keurig back there, and next week they'll have a little fridge that I'll keep waters in. But they actually come rather often. So and that's just one emergency provider. So just making it more hospitable to our visiting pilots. So if you want to check it out, again, it's just a tiny little corner, and I'm going to start working my way all the way around. It's going to be great. Let's see. We're still working on a different surveillance system. The one that we got was a crazy bid. And we did receive the Flight Radar 24 receiver that needs to be installed, which will happen when the weather gets better. And I think that's all I had.
All right. Thank you.
You mentioned the fencing around the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Has any headway been made on the few little pieces that they were going to try and have done before air show this next year?
Actually, part of the apron project includes some fencing that will include, are you talking about by the south hangar? Yeah. So that's, I will get you guys, I'll email it to you and include it in this meeting.
Okay.
Paperwork, the plans,
yeah.
The plan for that, so you guys have it.
And you can see where the fence is going.
Yeah. So that's exciting.
With the road closed sign that somebody ran over?
The wind broke, actually. Unless somebody did run it over, that would, you'd miss it.
Yeah.
Anything's possible. It's broken before.
Yeah. There's some weird locals that come flying through there, and you're like, geez, man.
Yeah.
Nuts.
Someone did go off the runway last Thursday. So I have a broken reflector. Thankfully, they didn't have a light, but they did knock down a reflector. Was it you?
Nope.
Quite some time ago, I had an idea, and fell to the wayside because it's probably not that terribly important, but I think it'd still be neat to have a camera that faces out.
And that's part of the
log into.
Yeah, so I'll add that too. Okay, so the city asked me for a list of what I'd like on our website, and I might have overwhelmed them, I'm not sure. But I have a lot of ideas in my head. So I sent a huge list of, this is what we should have on our airport page underneath the city and the other airports have. And one of them is the footage of what's going on at our airport. So that is on our list of to-dos, is to get that so people can go just to the city website, the airport, and see, oh, that's the current conditions, as well as the AWOS information, which is common to have. And then so many other things I want to add on there.
So the airport page is under the city?
Mm-hmm.
How many pilots know that they go to the city to find the airport information?
Well, that's where we would need to make sure that when they do the searches for Madras Airport, that it connects, that they do the link to get it there. And then also it'll be on us to, or me, to get that information out. Like, this is where our website is because we're a municipal airport. We're underneath the city.
It's like the airport will have its own page
mm-hmm.
as part of the city website, and that was the hardest thing, is trying to figure out how to do that, because yeah, you're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
We got to find a way, because just like, because Desert Peaks has its mm-hmm. own website, but the website, the hard part is you got a city website, we have an airport website, we have a golf course
mm-hmm.
one, and we got different ones managing them, and so we got, and their things got different information all over the place. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to incorporate all of them together under one kind of shell of one guy managing them all. And how they get laid out, I just know it's going to be like, there will have to be some links. So like when you click Desert Peaks Golf Course, like she's saying, it comes up, it'll have a Desert Peaks Golf Course link, and it's going to shoot you right to the page of the city's website. So when you click on the Madras Municipal Airport, it won't say City of Madras, it'll be like Madras Municipal Airport, yeah. But it takes you straight to the airport page on the city's
yeah.
website. Yeah.
As long as when you're mm-hmm. searching,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
you get to the airport instead of
the city,
the city's
and then have to like go mm-hmm. through everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you go back to it, the city's got a terrible website.
Yes.
And if there was a city councilor paying attention, he could possibly do something about that.
Well, it's been mentioned.
Yeah, for about 6 years.
Yeah.
It's happening.
Get them to pay attention, Tom.
They are working on it. It was one of our discussions last
yes.
time. We are working on it.
We've been working on it.
It really is.
Working on
it really is.
We want to see some success.
Yeah.
We have
what you're talking about was additional discussion the last meeting we had that you approved. And so this is the fourth month that this conversation has come up.
So we have a contractor working on it right now.
Yeah.
Right.
In place.
And Michelle was going to fix stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Working on it.
Yeah. So that brings me to something.
I'm going to speak up for her.
So when does the city council find out what we talked about today? Or do they ever?
They do at our council meetings.
When and how?
Through our admin, or through me. If there's things that are not mentioned, I'll mention them when I'm on city council.
Okay.
Because when we give our reports, or Lorraine will actually share with when we're at the council meeting, when everybody does their reports, that's when it's given to them.
Okay, so my thing with this is today,
with Will, correct?
We approved the minutes of the December 21st meeting. So we're already almost 3 months past the meeting when the minutes were approved.
Mm-hmm.
And when is that information going to get to the people that we intended to have it? And what can we do to improve that?
Mm-hmm.
Does somebody need to talk, give a report to the council, like the next meeting after we have these meetings?
So I've been, I didn't to whatever day that was, not Tuesday, yeah. I didn't give a report this last city council, but the two previous I did, touching on all of this information. So not necessarily going through the minutes, but that's a good idea to use that as the template of what was discussed at the airport commission meeting.
Are you talking about like where we used to just attach the airport minutes as part of the agenda?
Well,
is that what you want?
You know, going back when I was on city council, there's times I don't ever remember hearing about what happened at the airport.
Right.
Because the minutes got stuck in the consent agenda and somebody says, I moved the consent agenda and nobody ever looked at it. Mm-hmm. And there's some stuff that maybe the city should know that we talked about. How can we improve that?
so that the information actually does get to city council. Because I've talked to some city councilors about stuff, and they go, man, I have no idea what you guys do.
Well, and I believe a lot of that gets given to Will, and then Will sends it out in our weekly reports that we get also.
Yeah.
So it's something that's been new, which we have never gotten weekly reports, and now that Will's in there, now we're getting weekly reports, and we actually all know whatever that weekly report is, we know what's going on, where it we weren't receiving it any time. So we've probably received them maybe 5 times now, I think, because we've been there for about 6 months. So, so
yeah, it is just to send them out.
It is a progress.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, progress. The other thing we can do, I mean, Tom, we can take these meeting minutes and put them in the agenda again. I mean, if that's what you think, like, the concern is, like, they're, like, it's not, the minutes aren't getting read by the counselors.
Yeah.
It's easy.
Yeah. And I don't want to put more work on Lorraine.
No, it's just that it's not, because she's already doing the minutes.
Yeah.
And so just like Michelle used to do, we used to just save the minutes to her and as a city reporter, I'll just tell Kelly, hey, just put them on there as an item as part of just, here's the, just like how we have informational stuff.
Yeah.
Remember when we used to do like, people would turn in a letter and it just got attached?
Yep.
There you go. Here it is. You know, here's the meeting minutes from airport. We can do it from that for public works, just so council can see the actual meeting minutes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's an easy one.
We could do that.
Mm-hmm. And also, because I'm on here, and there's a lot of other counselors that are part of other committees and meetings,
right.
We actually give a report when it's our time to report about if there was anything specific, and if it was something that's important that other people should know, that's when it will be brought to the table also.
Yeah, and Lamar's done actually a really good job of doing that, because there's many times he'll talk about at our airport meeting this, these are the things we went over and these are what we talked about.
Yeah, it's just more to bring that up to them. Last meeting I wasn't at it, so I wasn't able to bring that out, but that's
well, we didn't have a meeting the month because it got canceled last month.
Well, I mean the last one in December, I don't think I was at the one in December, so I didn't really share anything about that either.
But I talked a lot, so.
Yeah, that's true, you did. Yeah, no, you did.
That's why they didn't invite me on Sunday. They're like, we want to end this meeting now.
So, I mean, yeah, that's an easy one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a good idea. I mean, you know, we can sit up here and do all we want, but if it doesn't get to the people that actually vote on stuff, then.
Well, and we've had times, you know, where there's, you know, we miss a meeting for a couple of months because there's no agenda. Well, then the council's like 4 months away from finding out what we get back in.
Mm-hmm.
If it gets attached or whatever, like you said, that would give them the opportunity. And then on top of that, if somebody says something, that kind of brings it up.
Yeah.
Because there's some people, I'm sure, that only read so much.
Mm-hmm. Right. And there is that, you know, I mean, those
packets
get big.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, not everybody reads everything.
I'm sure, like
word
say,
word.
Yeah, there's a lot of other stuff they're getting. So if they hear the high notes or whatever, at least, the minimum, then.
Yeah, and it's been great with the weekly updates, where the city council really is seeing what's going on with every single department in the city. That's been encouraging for me to see, because then when you get to your all of your meetings, they already know what's going on. They already have a feel, rather than being blindsided there.
Yeah, because previously the only way we found out about what was actually going on is if we were down at the city, and I can't be down at the city every day. Mike Siebold wasn't, he'd call me, hey, this is going on. Or, you know, so it was kind of interesting, because now we get these reports, which makes it much nicer. It seems like we're actually working together a little more than we were previously. So.
Is that a two-way street, Tom?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a two-way street, meaning things that go to the city council that should probably come before this board come to us also?
Absolutely.
I mean, if they're approached by people that want land leases, or somebody that wants to build a tea hanger or something to that effect, should it show up here, or is it, as always, just happens downtown and we never hear about it?
Well, yeah, and you're right. And, you
so
know,
business goes pretty fast now. We're like making things happen. So like right now we could say what we did, right? We could say, well,
yeah, we met with one gentleman. He's interested in building some tea hangers or a box hanger over here. And there's a big development looking out over here on this acreage.
And Pedro signed his lease replacing. Mm-hmm. He was the first on the wait list.
The airport, isn't that amazing?
I found a wait list.
I
guess there's another one that I don't know. I heard about, but I don't know where it is. But I found one. And Pedro happened to be on the number one, so.
But you're right. That's kind of information you definitely need to come here. You know, like there's the racetrack thing going on. Well, that's version number 12.
Trust me, I'm not spending a lot of time on it.
Yeah.
Maybe we can send out the weekly reports to specifically
for your
reporter. Honestly, so it's funny you bring that up because before I left, we used to do that. We used to send them out to airport and public works and parks. And then when Will came, he's like, I'm going to send them out. I said, that's fine. But you should send them out to public works and parks at airport. And I don't think he did.
But in all fairness to that, Jeff, it kind of lends to what Lorraine just said, is that when things did happen like that, it got shoveled under that title. Well, things are just moving quick. Mm. I mean, the guy was just here. He showed up. We said, yeah, here's a land lease. And it was like, nah, I don't think so, because the guy was up here 6 months ago by the time we even heard about it. So, which leads me to my soapbox every time. What are we doing here? If we don't know what you guys are needing from us, then we can't, you know, it's kind of like, well, we did this while you guys weren't looking. And then we go, what? Mm-hmm. I mean, we can't do that here, so.
Well, we'll probably
get the
airport report probably from you, or so
for sure
send it out to everybody.
I mean, within reason. I mean, Trump's coming to the airport, and they don't want anybody to know about it, then it doesn't need to go out to anybody, for Christ's sakes. Well, other than me.
The greenhouse thing. And this has been back a while.
It was a while back.
There was a lot of time went into deciding what kind of greenhouses would be here. So all of a sudden, somebody thought Bob Dale was a good deal, and the whole thing got rechanged, and nobody here ever heard about it. Mm. And now you can put all kinds of greenhouses there that was never intended to be there.
And same with the lighting at Brightwood that Dennis Prince came in and tore us all up over, and it was like, we didn't know anything about what you did with lighting at Brightwood, for Christ's sakes. That was Nick's needs program, and he thought it was all our fault. It's like, we didn't know anything about it, man. Sorry.
And he needed binoculars to find him.
Yeah, and he took out a bush down that's been there for 35 years.
Ben, is that like you want to merge airport with planning commission?
No, I wouldn't want to do that.
But things like that.
But it's airport.
The layout and the properties of the airport should be talked about.
It's the we're called what again? The Madras Airport?
Committee?
Airport That's Industrial Site.
An industrial track? So, I mean, something that is going to happen there, I mean, we don't need to know that somebody's changing the door color on Keith, for crying out loud, I wouldn't think. Mm-hmm. It's something that affects the airport, like lights.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
How do we know when to bring it to you or not? That's what I'm saying. That doesn't work.
This airport clashed up with us.
Right, but he just got done talking about lighting, which is a planning code.
Should I just go talk to all of them and tell them?
Actually, he's kind of making fun of it.
Oh, I know. Yeah. The point is,
but I mean, he came here because he thought it was something that we had something to do with, since he heard we were the airport commission in the industrial area, and it's like, you got to take it to City Hall.
So we don't deal with the industrial part. We deal with the industrial on the airport, correct?
Well, that's what I'm getting at. We need to talk about it. Because if you're thinking, you know, like he's talking greenhouses over here, and you're talking lights over there, then we need to merge in planning.
The bylaws that you read earlier say what at the top of it?
Yeah.
What are you calling us?
Where are you? Well, you're the City of Madras Airport Industrial Site Advisory Committee.
an industrial site.
Doesn't
say. But what is the industrial site?
Airport, industrial, or airport and industrial.
Because it's always included the.
It's it includes the property basically that was given to the city county by the FAA.
Back so then we need to be talking about lease ground stuff.
Yeah, to a point, yeah.
It wouldn't be Brightwood because that's we don't own that.
Right.
No.
That's a planning function.
Yeah, yeah.
It wouldn't be. It would be stuff like lease ground, airport, city-owned property.
Like a rezone right. of the industrial site.
Right. Right. Or Gun and Rod, or the raceway, or the drag strip, or which would be good.
Right, that's what I'm trying to figure out how to do this.
So I'm just wondering, so I send my probably too long updates late every Monday.
Yeah.
And but yeah, if I sent that to everyone, then
as
they...
As part of when you send it out, you can include the airport industrial site.
Right, so then they see what's going on, and then if they want to add anything to the agenda, because we'll just make a basic agenda, but if I send it out and you say, oh no, I want to add this, like you didn't mention that, we want to talk about that. Then Chris contacts me and says, hey, Lorraine, can you go ahead and add, I see you guys are doing this, let's add that to
if
the agenda.
If somebody's got an interest in it, sure.
Yeah, that's a good call. And then the same thing with yours, and I can talk to Will, because I get those reports from him as well. I can just forward them to industrial and public works and parks, and then that way you guys are seeing what all of us are seeing. And then the same token, if you guys see anything on there, like, it shows in planning, looking at a rezone up here, you guys can say, hey, we want to be part of this.
Which is just, that's always been just the transparency that we, that anybody's ever,
we can do that.
I would definitely talk to Will about that because I don't know if some of the stuff that he sent out is confidential, not supposed to be.
That's what I mean. We don't.
It's not. The report he sends out to all the staff and it gets distributed to everybody.
Right. If staff gets it, it's public information.
Yeah, it's not confidential.
Yeah.
So it can be forwarded on.
Okay.
And yeah, we can.
So I can do that. I can just send my full thing so they know what's going on and you guys get to see my pictures and a lot of words. And then you'll see the more condensed, but also other public works and staff.
Yep. Yep. We can do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, I'll try to be more intuitive too to things that, you know, if I see something that, well, you guys, you and Lorraine are, but for me, be a little more, alert. And if I see something that I think might affect these guys here, I'll say something about it too. So that way,
Yeah, and I'm trying to think of what's going on right now, like the racetrack thing. Like I said, I don't have a whole lot of confidence in it myself, so I'm not spending a lot of time on it. But what I have asked Century West to do is, because we have our airport layout plan, okay, our ALP that we did with the master plan. It shows all of these are to be aeronautical uses only. All of this is mixed use. This is all non-aeronautical use. So when people come in and talk to us, I literally pull out that plan and say, see this big ALP? You see what we're doing? Can't affect anything we're doing, but everything else is open. And so what I've asked Century West to do is, because part of it is like, this ground over here is not ever going to be like runway or anything, right? So we can get it released, not released to sell, but released environmentally, so we don't, so say like a Daimler or somebody big comes in and wants an actual 100 acres. It took them like a year and a half to go through environmental NEPA. I can get this all released ahead of time, and so that way when people do come in and they want to do a big giant ground lease, that they don't have to go through that step, because FAA won't need to review it from an environmental perspective.
Well, Janet did a bunch of that when she was at EDCO for this and that.
Yeah.
Because there was a manufacturing facility, because that was when they drew the line that 500 feet off of Bird Drive was aeronautical use only, because they were wanting to come all the way up to street side, and they went, mm-mm.
So that, you're right. So planning-wise, yes, but environmental piece, FAA.
None of that was done then.
Authorized by FAA.
So here's the hard part. So FAA won't talk to you about environmental until you actually give them a plan.
as things can change.
Right, as things can change. So when we did Dime Water, we went and had everything done environmentally, trying to get it like cleared, and they go, we don't care what you did until we actually see what you're going to put on the ground.
Gotcha.
We're going to still make you update your environmental. However, if we go through this Section 163 process, it pulls the stuff that's purely designated non-aeronautical out of it. Oh, so FAA just doesn't even want to look at it. Yeah.
As far as encroachment rules and all that.
Yeah, because it's never going to be aeronautical. Rules.
But I mean, that's for aeronautical use. I mean, once it's outside of that area,
then it doesn't matter. Yeah, and then they will look at it from the 7460 for approaches and heights and everything else that affects it, but they won't make you go through the whole, does it have wetlands? Does it have some dead bone underneath here or some tin can that Chris threw out from drinking beer 30 years ago.
Trevor, he's the chair. Trevor, right. That's his department. Not mine. Just saying, bud.
Yeah.
30 years ago.
Okay, cool.
So that's one of the things we're trying to get him to do to help set up for future development. And I'll send you, I can just send you guys the email that I forwarded to Century West today to say, hey, here's the areas we want to look at.
That's a huge battle to have done for somebody that comes and wants to develop something.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This is done already, as opposed to, we'd like to, but get that done first.
Mm-hmm.
That's especially in this day and age. So I guess I was thinking those environmentals were done when Janet was pushing so hard for that
development.
It was, but it wasn't. Mm-hmm. Like we all in good intentions, we said, hey, where we're doing Daimler, let's add all this in. And we got it all cleared for the Daimler. But then what happened was it's like, okay, good, now we can just build anything. They're like, no. We don't care. It's until you show us a plan, we're still going to make you check it against. Now, some of it's still already covered because they won't make us go back and check everything because, like, archaeological clear is cleared off. And that helped us with deemers here that we're getting ready to do the pump station because we were able to use that environmental report to get the DEQ, and they're not making me go through and do an environmental assessment. So like, oh yeah, that one counts. So it wasn't waste, but it didn't do exactly 100% what we were hoping.
Right. Good.
Really quick. So under new business, because I forgot about you. So should we make an H since we talked about it, since he has the new lease on the committee agenda and minutes? Should I put something about the Miller lease on the city T-hanger?
Me.
Pedro.
What about you?
Because it wasn't on our agenda or minutes. Should I add that as new business?
Nobody asked these guys if I could get a lease.
Right, but it happened. So we'll just, so we
you
told
put
you.
Put it under additional discussion.
Okay.
Since it came up during that. Just so you have it recorded.
I'm trying to think of what else I can tell you guys because there's so much.
I know. Well, we have a possible 2-acre
Erickson's
fence
looking.
Area.
Mm-hmm. They're doing another 2 acres. They want to go north of their air museum right there on the west side. Gila Base.
Oh, yeah.
I can talk about that. We have phase one done, phase two done. We awarded a grant for phase three, which was paving a piece of it. And we just got notified that we were awarded for phase four. And so Michelle and I are quickly slapping together an RFP to go pave the Hella Base to try to have that done by end of June too. And then at the same token, I got the guys, we got quotes on to build the perimeter road, that piece on the north side, to go between the Gila Base and the existing perimeter road. So fuel trucks don't have to go off the road.
Because it can't.
Because it can't. So it won't be on the property the whole time.
They have, but they can't.
So that's kind of like the big...
From the end of Berg Drive?
Yeah. So the Indeburg Drive, you know how you jump off and then it goes up around and then it follows, it parallels the crosswind, right?
Mm-hmm.
Instead, it's when it gets to that concrete piece, it's going to parallel where the semi fence is all the way down to the Gila Base.
As opposed to having to go to Dogwood.
Yes.
Or out this way and around.
Mm-hmm. It, and it's just an interior perimeter road like what we have down here. So we're trying to start building that perimeter road around the whole place.
Which is on the master plan.
And pave that?
No, so that piece is just gravel.
Oh, just gravel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Gila Bay is going to get paved, but the perimeter road is just gravel. JNS.
And still have access off of Dogwood for mm-hmm. smaller vehicles or yes. support or
yep. Yes, or the one off of Dogwood, that fence is still, that gate's still going to be there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then long-term plan is we're going to figure out how to fund getting a real fence down Dogwood.
Mm-hmm. What, two strands of barbed wire being cut in it?
Well, the rock pile between Dogwood and the airport's what's gutting it.
Right.
That keeps them from just ending up here.
Yeah.
It's the tank trap.
Mm-hmm. So the Ericsons, they're just going right along the road there, just further north.
Yeah, they want to go along the west side, along the road, just further north.
The west side of the road.
Yes. Yeah. They want to take the parking lot. 2 acres.
Yep. Yep. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Leave the parking lot or where the parking lot is?
They have not shown us yet. They just said they want 2 acres north. And they haven't come back and said how much they want north, or like the layout or anything.
I imagine it would be similar to between Tankers and Museum now.
Yeah.
With parking space and mm-hmm.
And they will have like the privacy slots in them, so that way it's not an eyesore for whatever. Airplane storage may be there. That'll be in the lease. I know right. There's probably more, but you guys will read my weekly updates.
Cool. Thank you. Thanks for coming to bring it up. Any additional discussion anymore? Hearing none, we can adjourn to 5:02.
Thank you. I'm going to go put stakes by the hangers.
Rob, that's still out there? What's up? Where Derek put all poor Rob's shit out there?
Yeah. So I don't.
It's still piled up there? Yeah.
So I don't. Bring my grill.
Both sides.
So I don't. So I don't.